Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
36092.
I have 36092.
For a zip code?
I have 36092. Is that correct?
You was asking for the zip code, right?
That is correct.
Yes.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I'm not sure because it's, I don't know if it's going to be my address that I got right now because I don't know what Fit Kicker is and they got charged to my account.
Okay, in order to assist you, I will have to try to locate an account for you. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
I don't know what it'll be, but try 125 Duncan Road, Wetumpka, Alabama, 3609.
No, ma'am. Not your address. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Regina Gamachi.
You said that your name was Virginia?
R-E-G-I-N-A. G-A-M-A-C-H-E. I guess. I don't know. I didn't
Thank
do,
you
this,
for the
do that charge.
Thank you for the information. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
125 Duncan Road, Wetumpka, Alabama.
Thank you for the information. I do see where you entered into a sweepstakes to win a tablet. How may I help you today?
I did not enter into no sweepstakes.
Okay, is there anyone in your house?
My identity has been stolen. I'm having to go through the process tomorrow of getting a new driver's license number and everything. I need my money back. I got charged $25 in my checking account.
Okay, we haven't charged you $25. We've charged you $7.95.
No, I have been charged right here in my checking account. It says $25.
Okay, you may have to contact your car holder about that charge, but we have charged
you
$7.95.
It says debit Fit Kicker, FITNS, New Baltimore, MI, $25.
I'm not sure what that is. So you'll have to contact your car company.
Fit Kicker is y'all.
We've charged you only $7.95.
No, you haven't.
Okay, so we can't issue you any type of refund for a charge that we haven't charged you.
You
but
did
is there
charge
anyone
it to
in
me.
Your is there anyone in your household that possibly signed up to enter into a sweepstakes to get a tablet?
No.
Could the charge of $7.95 be a fraudulent charge?
Yes.
Okay, so what I am going to do for you today is go ahead and get your account canceled out and get you transferred over to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without authorization. I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who has placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing any charges for $7.95.
No.
Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. I am notating your account.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, your call is about to be transferred to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold.
Okay.